Well, it's one of those situations that you get bases loaded, no out. You know, you got a chance to, you know, if you can get a couple of hits there, you know, you can break that thing open. You know, at least give yourself a little cushion. You know, then he gets the first two guys, and we get that hit. At least we get one out of that. You know, and then you know, Matty kind of hangs in, obviously, for a couple of innings. Gets his couple of innings. Nick's ball, he lines out, ends up, could have been, that gets by Freddie. You get two all of a sudden, and then actually Fed's ball, late, like an inning later, that they make a nice play on down the line. Ends up, could be two more at that point. And, you know, we just, when they get the four, that hurt us. From there, he was just in trouble. Well, I mean, that's a lot. I know it doesn't look that tough. That's a lot tougher play than it looks with that kind of spin on it. That ball almost always squirts out of your glove if you don't use two hands. And I haven't looked at a replay, but I kind of believe that if he has to use two hands, I don't know if he's going to get to Upton there. He's going to get by him, and I don't think we're going to have anybody there to get to the bag behind him. So in a sense, it's kind of a do-or-die play, and it's one of those about 50, 60% of the time that ball's squirting out of your glove with that kind of spin. So it's really a two-handed play. He knows it, but it's like you got to try to get it out. If you go two-hand, I don't know if you get it out there. So, and you know, from there, you got to make pitches. You got to pick each other up. From that standpoint, you know, obviously Matt still getting himself, and you can't continue to get in bad counts and, you know, with big league hitters and expect to get away with it very long.
Don, 8 runs, 7 hits. You don't see that too often, but it always comes down to walks in the situation. And 15 in 2 games, how tough is it to watch this right now?
It's fairly tough to watch because, you know, you're kind of, you know, it's an emergency start for the kid. He has to come up. He flies in yesterday, that type of thing. So it's not the greatest situation for him either. But it is opportunity, and you have to try to take advantage of that. It's tough to watch from the standpoint of, you know, it's last two times. It's put us not only behind in that game, but then it, you know, you're playing the rest of the game not to blow up your bullpen, you know, so it doesn't cost you tomorrow where you may need an inning out of somebody and you don't have it because you had to throw in, you know, in this game. So, you know, once you get behind like that early and you're asking almost 6 innings out of your pen, you know, you're kind of holding on trying to survive, you know. You hope to get back in the game. If we can get back in the game, then you can, you know, use the right guys. But you're really trying to just survive the game, you know, for 6 innings. And hopefully you can kind of throw some zeros. And really, our guys threw pretty good. Belly really picked us up. He threw 2 1/3. I know he gives up the homer to Ugly, but he threw the ball good. Matty threw the ball good. Paco got his inning. And, you know, and Peter gives us an inning. So if we're able to creep back and score some runs, we got a chance to get back in it, but we never got anything going. So, you know, the work of the bullpen kind of goes unnoticed, but they actually threw the ball well. I would like to get all kinds of production, and I'm not quite sure what, you know, we got to score runs. So I mean, it's going to be the same group of guys. We just got to be better.
Any additional word on
Kevin? I haven't heard yet. So I mean, you know, I don't know. Obviously, we can't continue to play short. You know, I played with 2 extras today and a backup catcher. I didn't have Andre. I didn't have Hanley. You can't play the National League game like that. You can get away with it in the American League, but we can't continue to do this. If you can't play, you got to go on. For me, you got to be on the DL. So we can't be trying to hang on and give a guy an extra 3 days. And you play short in this league, you're going to get – you're just giving games away. And that's what we're trying to do. And if you can't play, you just can't play.
Does this game sort of sum up a lot? one defensive play costs you, the other team cashing in on their opportunities?
Not so much that. You know, the frustrating series kind of is a little bit of a microcosm of our season, just from the standpoint we win the first two games. We got a chance. You know, we pitched good enough to win that game last night. You know, Stephen Fife threw the ball well and our bullpen threw the ball well. We weren't able to shake enough up to win that game and win that series right there. You know, and then today we come up and we're kind of out of it really early. And, you know, then all of a sudden you've split. And instead of, you know, after you win the first two games, you'd like to have a chance to win that series. Stephen gives us a chance last night. We don't cash in that. And so then you have another chance today, but it really ends up being kind of a frustrating day because from almost, you know, early on, you don't give yourself a chance to win it.
So was Andre unavailable today? And so do you expect him to be?
Well, he was unavailable today. I guess the ball hit off his arch, and he tried to swing early in the game and wasn't able to do it. So, yeah, so I don't know where we'll be tomorrow with that.
Even though it's still June, how big is the series coming up with the fact that if you have a realistic shot at doing anything against Arizona?
Well, it's a big series because we're head-to-head. If we can, you know, realistically, you need to win a series. I mean, I don't think we get a chance to gain some ground. You know, it's right in front of us. We had a chance the last 2 days to gain ground, too. You know, San Francisco beats them 2 days in a row, and we don't gain any ground. So we had two chances the last 2 days. Now they're just going to be right in your face, so you have your own – it's in your own hands. But really, in a sense, it was in our hands today and yesterday also because, you know, yesterday they were behind early and big, and today the game's on the board for us. So – but now they'll be in our face, and we'll have a chance to do something with it. You know, obviously we're set up again. You know, the last, you know, we go Kirsch, you know, Greinke, Ryu. You know, so we're back to, you know, kind of the big three at this point. And so, you know, we go into the series hopeful. Well, I mean, Stephen Fife pitches a good game yesterday. Do we have to develop, you know, and Caps threw some good games, and Teddy's, you know, he threw a good game for us in Anaheim. So, you know, we've had some opportunities outside of those three guys to put wins on the board, and we haven't been able to do it. So I can't sit here and say those other two guys have just not pitched well. The guys in those spots, we've had some good games. Now we've had some duds out of those games too, where you get behind early and you're just saving, you're trying to get through, and like we talked about earlier, save your pin. So, you know, you just want to establish that consistency, and that's what's been tough, I think, with the injuries. Teddy starts, and then he can't start the next time out, or he starts and he's his neck stiff at the beginning of the game, and he throws three innings, and you're in your bullpen. Cap's been Cap maybe had one game where it wasn't good, but other than that, he's kind of kept us in games. Matty has struggled in his chances to take over that, you know, one of those spots. You know, we haven't found that consistency and somebody to say, hey, I'll take that spot. Pfeiffer's throwing the ball good now a couple times in a row. You know, maybe he takes that spot and says, it's mine. It's kind of like Puig, right? He's kind of bounced in and said, hey, I want to play every day. And so, you know, he's going to play every day. He keeps throwing up three hits every day. He's going to play. And so I think that's the same thing we need. You know, all over the place is basically a lot of guys basically saying, I want to play, and I'll do the job.
I mean, deal move aside, anticipate using the off day or maybe to bring up extra bullpen help or an extra bench guy in the next couple of days?
We've talked about it, being able to try to get an extra guy. But I guess it'll depend what, you know, the Hanley thing says. Is it a – two- or three-day thing again where we try to scratch by and hold him off. Can we bring an extra up and bring another player up? As you know, it's really what we've been doing. We've been juggling, and you're trying to move a piece to get an extra couple of days out of your pen. You're trying to move a piece to maybe give a guy 3 days so maybe he'll be healthy in 3 days. It's been the circus where you've got the balls in the air all the time where you're trying to juggle. And, okay, is this guy going to be healthy tomorrow? We'll try to get the next guy ready. Oh, hopefully this guy will be ready on the third day, right? So it's really been a juggling act, and I know it's nobody's fault, but it just has been. It's been, you know, with the number of DLs that we've had, we've not formed really any consistency as a team yet.